Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. This program is supported by MyLabs, patient-ordered testing. San Juan Regional Medical Center is expanding its services to offer low-cost blood screenings year-round. Now offering walk-in convenience to get the blood tests you want when you want them. MyLabs, patient-ordered testing, is available at the hospital's laboratory and the Outpatient Diagnostic Center on 30th Street in Farmington. With nearly 20 tests available, there's an option for everyone. MyLabs, patient-ordered testing, a wellness service of San Juan Regional Medical Center. Well, let me turn to my guest who is here in the studio from the Farmington Chamber of Commerce. As I said, Audra Winters is here. Good morning.
Good morning, Scott. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here.
It's good. Happy Tuesday.
Same to you. Exactly.
School's getting ready to start here.
School is getting ready to start here at San Juan College. You're right. Next Monday is the first day of classes.
Yes.
So today is convocation day, and faculty and are back. And so I think everyone's getting ready for hopefully a good semester.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
I think so, too. Everyone's back into the schedule. And
indeed. And enrollment is looking pretty good.
Good.
So far.
Good.
So far. I have to say so
yeah,
far.
But that's good.
We
yeah.
track that. The college tracks that every day, actually, for this period as the semester starts up. So I know it's something that they are watching very carefully. So that's important as well. But
good.
Good to have you here, of course, from the Chamber. And I mentioned the Focus on Farmington Coffee tomorrow.
Yes.
And you'll
yes.
be there.
I will be there.
Okay.
Just down the street from us.
So it is just down the street.
Just
that's true.
Walk on over and
yeah.
have a cup of coffee and visit with so many nice people and
exactly.
figure out what's going on in Farmington.
Right. Exactly. And those are nice events to be able to get out and kind of network and just meet people and see different places around town.
Exactly. Yeah. Because they usually move them around. Like last month, we had it here.
That's right.
At the studio. Got to unveil the studio.
That's
and
true.
Then,
it's only a month. It's been a month. It seems like longer to me. It's only
I know.
Been a month, everybody. Wow.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
And then North Allen, which is a co-working space. And
yeah.
if you're not familiar with co-working, come check it out. It was a beautiful home. And then Melissa Porch, who runs the facility, has really done an outstanding job with
yeah.
it, too. So free coffee and get a tour of that. Maybe meet some people that you've never met before or connect with old friends. And just really casual and just a great way to start out your Wednesday morning.
I'm looking forward to seeing it. So
yeah.
that'll be exciting. And, of course, that is not a chamber event, but it is kind of related to the chamber.
No, I wish it was a chamber event.
Right.
Anyway, it's not. It's through the Branding Alliance, which is the Jolter Journey committee. It's the LIV committee
right.
That puts that on. Great idea, and they've been very successful, and new people come all the time. If you've never been, we'd love to have you, too. So, Jamie Church, who puts those on, has done a wonderful job, and especially with the community and the businesses that have, you know, volunteered to host it at their facility.
Right.
And if you're interested too in hosting it at your place of business or your organization, you know, get with Jamie tomorrow and, you know, get on the schedule.
That's true. Because I know she's always looking for new and different places to go.
Exactly.
Have yeah. coffee, we'll travel,
exactly.
I think is her motto. But at the Chamber, you've got a lot of stuff coming up too.
Yes,
so
yes. So
you
let's
folks
get
are
back to the Chamber.
No slouch. So there's things that are happening, including one event tonight, right?
Exactly. So tonight, the New Mexico Business Coalition, which is a statewide coalition, it's a nonprofit. They go around the state and they advocate for businesses. So any issues that has to do with businesses, like last week, they were up here for the county council meeting talking about the right to work.
Right.
And getting it passed. In different counties and stuff like that. So they were up here for that, and then they're coming back this week. And once a year, they host a bash here, which is sponsored by Marion Oil and Gas and other businesses here in the community, and that's where the event is held tonight
okay.
at 5 o'clock till 7 at Marion Oil and Gas. I would suggest sometimes, you know, it's usually come and go, but I would probably suggest trying to get there as close to 5. They will have food and
nice.
Something to drink. And then, you know, we have they have two presenters scheduled for tonight too, so definitely come and listen to them.
Okay.
One is the deputy director of the Department of Internal Office of External Affairs.
Oh, Okay.
I mean, I bet his business card is large.
I was going to say, he might fold out.
Yeah.
It's a long title. That's a long one. Okay.
And then the staff director of the U.S. House Committee, Natural Resources. And a lot of times you don't realize what these people do or that they're affecting things that are happening in San Juan County. In Washington, so definitely come out and listen to what they have to say and, you know, give them your input too.
Sure. So. Okay. Very good.
I think they are looking for RSVPs because space is limited, but, you know, just say that I sent you.
Audra sent you. That opens a lot of doors, everybody in Farmington. I just want
really,
you all to know.
They will understand. I'm like, oh.
Oh, Audra.
She does
okay.
that all the time.
There you go. But that's happening tonight.
It is, yeah.
And then.
They always do a nice job with it, too. Good
right.
food at Mary Oil and Gas. If you've never been up there.
Yeah, and it's a beautiful building, too.
It is,
speaking of
yeah.
beautiful buildings,
yeah.
there's
yeah,
another
that'd
one.
Be a great one for a coffee.
That would be. Jamie Church, are you listening? There you go. All right. Another event's happening that the Chamber is somewhat involved with, and that's a decision by the Farmington City Council, and it's been talked about, is that the city is proposing an increase in the gross receipts tax in the community, and that is certainly a touchy subject when you can talk to local businesses and community members, too. I know there's a lot of folks who don't like that discussion either.
Exactly.
Another
yeah.
Issue,
so not only the chamber it affects, but everyone in the community too.
Right.
So tonight's city council meeting, it's a public meeting. It's at 6 o'clock up at City Hall. Come listen to the proposal. They'll have a lot of statistics on what the money is going to be used for if they do, you know, decide to raise it. Why we need to raise it, and they're also looking, you know, to kind of get your feeling of it too, because the council is going to decide on this, and you know you voted these people into office, so you need to, you know, listen to what they have to say, and you know they also vice versa too.
Right.
They need your support
right.
on it too, and whether you want higher taxes, it's never good, you know, to have higher taxes. But if you still want the quality of life that you have here, and you enjoy, sometimes you have to pay a little bit more for it. And we've been very blessed over the years to have the lowest taxes in the state and
right.
actually in the region, too.
True.
So, you know, if there's a little bit of an increase, you know, how much is that really going to affect your pocketbook when you realize that you're still going to have all these amenities? They're also looking at bringing new industry into the area, so creating more jobs for people, making Farmington
right.
still attractive to industry.
And that's part of the idea, I believe, behind this proposal is that a lot of this money, if not all of it, would go towards economic development. It would help replace some of the funds that the state is cutting back on from the Hold Harmless and those types of things. So I think that's how the city is justifying its proposal to raise the local gross receipts tax. And that also is paid by not just city residents, but people who visit our community, which we know on the weekends, if you ever try to get anywhere, there's a lot of visitors in Farmington. So that expense, that extra expense would be shared among everybody, not just the 43,000 or so folks who live in the city limits.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's anybody that comes in and buys goods and services here.
Right.
There's still going to be a tax on the food and medicine.
Correct.
But anything else that you purchase too, there'll be that tax increase. And, you know, so definitely come and listen. Get yourself educated on this. It's not something that they want to do. And unfortunately, because of the oil and gas situation and economic development, and it's not just here where communities are spending lots of money on economic development. It's all over the nation. Someone I was looking last night on Facebook, and there's a book out there. I think it's called Our Town. Don't quote me on that. But it's talking about smaller communities and how they have to reinvent themselves and come together and save themselves. So economic development is huge. It's a complicated thing, and I'm glad I don't have to.
Right, right.
I'm glad we have a department for that
exactly.
And educated people. But unfortunately, you know, it goes back to that old-fashioned saying, you have to spend money to make money, you know.
That's true. I think that's a lot of... A lot of truth to that. So
yeah, and the city council people. I mean, this is affecting them too. I mean, in the mayor and the city manager and all of that. They don't want to raise taxes. I mean,
right.
You know, but it comes to a point where you may have to if there's not another option.
That's true. So that's tonight. Another
tonight,
public
6
meeting.
O'clock.
And I know they are streaming those meetings, I believe, on the city's website, fmtn.org. If you can't make it, but you want to stay engaged and see what's being said about this topic, that's one way to do it as well. And I know Rob Mays, city manager, will be a guest on this program in the next few days to
Good.
Talk about some of these issues, too.
Good.
So
yeah. No, definitely. Yeah, definitely hear it from Rob. But definitely watch it live stream. I mean, that's huge.
Yeah.
huge. Yeah. You can sit around with your family if you're not at home.
Right.
You know, watch it on your device.
I hear it's a trend.
Yes.
So we'll see. That's true. But that's happening tonight. Business After Hours, which is kind of the evening equivalent, I think, of the Focus on Farmington Coffee.
Exactly.
That you do every month at a different business. A little more adult beverages are available in the afternoon and evening, which is always nice after a long day at work for some people.
We don't have adult beverages at Focus on Farmington Coffee?
It depends on what you put in your coffee, Audra. I don't know.
No, we don't.
How many flasks are you bringing?
We don't have any alcohol at Focus on Farmington Coffee.
No, we don't.
Okay.
Unless you bring it yourself.
So, Business After Hours is a chamber event.
It is.
It's been going on for a long, long time. Very popular. We always have a waiting list. Every August, luckily enough, we have ABI Insurance hosting it.
Right.
And once again, they are. So, over at their building off of College Boulevard and Pinion
Hills, kind of. Yeah. It's right off on the frontage road, I would say.
Frontage road, yeah. Mm-hmm. There we go. That's the right word. From 5 to 7, you can come. This is Thursday night, the 16th, if I didn't mention that. I've pretty booked this week.
That's this week? Yeah, that's another event this week. Good grief.
I love my evening events.
I know.
So anyway, so come out. It's a great way to network, meet some new people. So if you know, even if you come to the coffee, definitely come to Business After Hours. It's a whole mix of different people.
That's
maybe
true.
The same.
Right.
You know, make some new connections. And they always do a great job. It's a tailgate party. So if you're ready to get your football on, definitely wear your football jersey or
t-shirt
or hat. I heard someone's going to wear their cheese hat. So,
well, yeah.
Definitely come. What's really special is Special Olympics is serving hamburgers that night, too. So it's nice to get out and meet them and find out what they're doing, too. They have lots of events that are going on that sometimes don't get as much publicity. So definitely hear from them. There's live music.
Right.
Old Dog Trey is going to be there playing.
Okay.
And lots of other fun stuff. And they always have some great giveaways, too. So
cool.
That is $5 to get in.
Okay.
So definitely bring business cards and get ready to network and have lots of fun.
This Thursday.
This Thursday night, 5 to 7.
5
ABI.
To 7. Okay, there you are.
That's either B-Square.
Business After Hours, everybody, this week. And then, let's see, next week, I think, you'll be at the Growers Market.
Yes, so Saturday, the 25th, the Health and Wellness Committee is going to be out at the Growers Market. And if you've never been out to the Growers Market, it is... like the
it's
place
a happening
to
place
be.
On
yeah,
Saturday mornings, right?
It's the place
right?
to be and be seen on Saturday mornings. So
it's really great.
Come early, get all your vegetables. We will be handing out bags with healthy information in them. They're reusable bags too, so you can keep every weekend bring them back to the growers market too. So we'll be out there at 8 until we run out of bags or until they kick us out.
Right.
So and again, I mean they have. Their numbers are like over the thousands, and this is the great time of year because I think the corn's ready.
Everything's coming into season, right? Yeah.
Yeah. So this is
big
chili.
Crowds, big vendors.
Yeah, and they're usually out there roasting the chili too.
Oh, just sit there and breathe. Yeah, that's all you need to do.
So that's Saturday the 25th. The grocery market's been going on since June, but that's when health and wellness will be out there.
Okay.
Handing out the bags and so.
Good to know. Stop by and say hello.
Please do.
Perfect. There you are. Lunch and Learn, another event that you do from occasion on the Farmington Chamber of Commerce
so
to kind of share
we usually
information.
Try to do it every other month. So this month we're having FET from the San Juan Regional come and talk about. We have so many walks and runs in August and September, so they're going to come and give you tips on how to get ready as far as like if you are going to walk or start running a 5K, how to kind of do that. What you should be eating before you do take a walk, stretching, all of those kinds of things too. So, and if you're interested in walking, we will have information there from the different walks, like the Cancer Walkathon, Race to Educate, Alzheimer's Association will be there too, talking about all their different walks.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely, healthy tips, or even if you don't walk in those walkathons, just if you want to, fall is now a great time to start exercising again outside.
Sure. So. Very true. So that's coming up as well.
Yeah, when is that?
The lunch and learn?
That is actually August 29th,
right?
At noon, bring your lunch. We'll have some snacks, some healthy snacks. But so bring your lunch from noon to 1.
Right there at the chamber building?
At the chamber, yes. Please RSVP to make sure we have enough room for you.
Okay.
And we might just maybe take a walk around the block, too.
That could do. That's right. And the number to RSVP?
Yes. Okay. So the chamber number, and you can call about any information that I mumbled about today at 505-325-0279.
Okay. That's also the number to call if you want to get involved with chili in October, which is fast approaching.
Yes. Speaking of chili and roasting it.
Yeah, and the season.
It's coming about. So save the date, October 6th, which is a Saturday from 11 to 3. That's our annual chili in October, held at Burke Park. So love to come out and have you join us for a taste of chili. Or if you're interested in cooking, we're always looking for cooks for that event too. So if you have the best chili or salsa recipe, get registered now too.
That's true.
For that.
Okay. Very good.
Great event.
And folks can sign up still, right? It's not too late.
Oh, no. It's
still got time.
Yeah, we still got time. Information's on our website, which is gofarmington.com. Or you, can call the chamber and we can get you all the information that you need to.
Great. So. And then we have a new event that's coming up that's called the Yoga Festival.
Yes, San Juan Yoga.
I'm not familiar with that concept, but okay.
I know, a festival of yoga.
No, but okay.
I like to think, I have it in my head that it's yogurt.
There you go.
But it's not.
It's really not. That's true.
But that's one way to get me there with food. Anyway.
But stay tuned, everyone, because we're going to be talking about that. I have a guest booked for the Yoga Festival as well, so
yes,
we'll be talking about it.
Save the date. It's September 29th and 30th.
Okay.
It's a two-day event, $60.
It's a lot of stretching for 2 days.
I know.
That's a lot.
A lot of yogurt.
Yeah.
Or yogurt. Anyway, so we're going to start out at the Wines of the San Juan. They'll have a yoga festival outside for that, because that's their annual festival
at the Wines of the San Juan, the Harvest Festival.
Mm-hmm. Then you'll come back, and you'll have a nice evening to relax and enjoy.
Okay.
Next morning, you're up. You have three different sessions you can choose from. And goes from like 8 in the morning until 2 in the afternoon.
Okay. It's all yoga
all
the time.
And they have a great speaker, I guess, coming in for a lunch hour. And I don't think she's going to make us do any yoga. I think we just get to listen to her.
Wear comfortable clothes.
And enjoy food.
You never know.
I know, but just think, you get to spend the whole weekend in your yoga pants.
There you go. Right.
Hopefully not the same ones.
And you have a good excuse, right?
Exactly.
Because of Yoga Fest.
Yoga Fest.
That's right.
Yeah.
So perfect. So,
and this is put on by two community ladies that just love yoga and thinks it, I mean, you don't really know Farmington for yoga.
Right.
We just think of it, you know, outdoor type stuff, but this is a great way to get connected with the community. So
one more thing, and I know that a lot of people love it and they really espouse it and say that it really helps them to relax or to stay in shape and all these different positive things. And so I don't mean to be flippant about yoga, because I've never tried it, but I know when I have my guest on about Yoga Festival, I'll be schooled on yoga.
Yes,
very much.
No, I mean, I've tried it a couple of times, and really, I mean, I felt great afterwards and all of that. So, yeah, no, I'm a firm believer that it does everything everybody says.
Great. Very good. Well, that's coming up in September.
Yeah, so lots of fun.
Stay tuned for that. I wanted to ask you a bit about any new businesses that you've heard about or anything else that we need to talk about that the Chamber's been busy at. I know, of course, we had the Redcoats here a month ago for our
opening
of Studio A here at San Juan College, and hopefully folks have been watching and watching some of the developments with that at KSJE. But what else has been going on?
Well, our Redcoats have been busy, mostly with like remodels. Like, we're going to be going out to the high school
on
September 12th.
Farmington High School.
And, you know, doing a ribbon cutting for the new high school.
Right.
I want to say remodel, but it's basically a new
It's brand
school.
New school. There's not much of the old one left, but there are still some good parts
good
of the old one left.
Good bones there.
And it's also an open house, too, for the community on that day, too, right?
Exactly, yeah. So come out and see. I know a lot of people are coming out that went to Farmington High because they want to see it, or if you have kids that are going to be going to Farmington High.
Sure.
Or just to see the latest and greatest technology in schools as far as safety, how different technology can help kids learn better.
Yeah, right.
And then we're also going to be out at McCormick Elementary School, too.
For some of their remodeling, right?
Because they did a whole big remodeling, too. So, again, looking at the safety and the educational features that have been put into that school, too. So,
very good.
So that's on September 12th.
That's a busy day for the Redcoats.
Yes.
But they do get around.
They do get around. So if you are opening up a new business or remodeled or moved, we'd love to come out and welcome you.
Yeah.
And, you know, bring the big scissors out, and
they show up in force. I can testify to that. So it's great to see them. So that was wonderful to have them here. So we appreciate that very much. And the rest of it, just getting ready for the next big thing, which will be Chili in October, which is a big fundraiser for the Chamber of Commerce too.
So that is our largest fundraiser and community outreach. It is a family friendly event. So definitely mark your calendars. That's a busy weekend, because there's the Apple, Red Apple Rally race, whatever it is.
Red Apple Rally? Yes. Right, okay.
There's also the Highland Games.
Celtic Festival, NASTEC, right?
That weekend, and then I'm sure other things. I think that's the night that the Family Crisis is doing their event, too.
Okay.
So we're right in the middle, so come out and enjoy chili from 11 to 3. You don't have We'd love you to stay the whole time, but you don't have to. Just
right.
come and taste and enjoy. If you are interested in cooking, we do give first, second, and third place. It's a judged competition. And then there's also the people's choice, too. So you can make a little side money if you have the best
That's
chili.
True.
Or salsa.
If you just want to go and eat, you can vote on your favorite.
Exactly.
And
yeah.
maybe pick the winner.
Yeah.
So you never know.
It's $10 per person. We get do give you tasting cups, and then you can always purchase more. If you're under 12, you get them for free.
Well, such a deal. See, there you are. And again, the phone number at the Chamber of Commerce for information about this or any other thing that we've been talking about today.
Yeah, like I know we talked a lot about a lot of things.
A lot of stuff.
Today. So the phone number is 505-325-0279.
Okay. There you go. Audra, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me. It's always so much fun to be here.
Always good to have you here. Thanks. We'll see you next month.
Yes, we're going to be live.
We will be live.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know if I could say it or not.
And people can watch us. How about that, everybody? So stay tuned for that, of watching the radio.
Watching live.
But it's better. It'll be better than just watching your radio, like watching paint dry. But it's better than that. So
can we bring props?
You could. I hope you will.
Okay.
Yeah. Bring in something. She will.
Something.
She will. Thanks, Audra, very much.
All right. Thank you.
Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.